Or about the old gray mare. She ain't what she was.
She ain't what she used to be.
Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid. She what?
Well, she just done got old.
What's the opposite of used to be?
She done got old and she's scared.
Okay, if somebody leaves money on the table and the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty what? Leaves his keys in his car, he's mighty what?
He's mighty careless about it.
Something's wrong, really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of what?
She acts kind of stupid.
Okay, what about a word for somebody that kind of isn't right? What do you call
it? Well, I said bread ain't done. Said bread ain't done now. They mean, you know, they mean he ain't got good mind.
You ever heard the term queer?
No, I ain't heard of none. No, I ain't never heard of that.
Somebody makes up his mind and nothing's gonna change him. What do you say about him?
So, well, they don't need to say nothing because he ain't gonna change.
Why? Me. He's real what?
Because he's real stupid.
Or you might say the old bulls or other donkeys, real what?
What you said, you said, well, he just done got bullheaded.
Okay. And somebody you can't joke with without losing his temper, you might say he's mighty what?
He's got a mighty mean way. I say he's not good to get along with.
All right. And I'm just kidding him. I don't know why he got so what.
I don't know why he got so mad about that. I wouldn't have done like that.
All right, he's a bad temper all the time. He's what?
Something wrong with him. His mind ain't at it, sir. Yeah, when he get like that, so I say, well, his mind ain't good, so don't fool with him. His bread ain't done.
All right, when somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him to just what?
Just take it easy. Be calm now. Don't get too upset.
All right, and if you've been working very hard all day, you say you're very what?
I'm very tired. I tell you, I'm so tired today. I really been rolling today. I've been going to...
You're very, very tired. You say you are all what?
I'm all beat out. I'm beat out now.
All right, he came home early from school because he was what?
Well,
he came home early from work because you what?
I'm beat out. I got tired.
All right, what's he got?
I got hungry.
Yeah, well, if you got a headache, what would you say? You got what?
Yeah, I kind of got a headache, something like that.
All right, but well, what do you say if a person's been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have taken some disease, you might say that last night she was. Got what?
Last night that she was doing all right, but she got something night.
What if somebody's been kind of sick for a while and they get up again, you say what?
Well, if it's been kind of sick and get up again, I say, well, the Lord have blessed them again to get on foot. Lord, good
somebody's to somebody's sitting in a draft and they, what do they get? You might say, you better move from there, you gonna what?
You better move now, you gonna take a cold.
Okay. If it's affected your voice, what do you say? You got kind of what?
If you what?
If it affects your voice, you might say,
you getting kind of hoarse there. You better get out that ass.
All right, what if you doing like that? What's that?
You say you taking a cold now.
And what am I doing?
Coughing.
All right, and you say I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little what?
Better go to bed. Feeling a little bad. I'm taking a cold.
Yeah, all right, what if you just tired and worn out? You might say your eyes are a little what?
I say I'm a little sleepy.
All right.
Like I is now.
All right, then at 6 o'clock you got a what?
I got to get up and go to work.
All right, now. And now, if the medicine is still by the bedside over there while you've been sick, you say, why haven't you put your medicine?
I about to get a dose of my medicine, yeah.
Why haven't you what? If you ask Molly, why hadn't she what her medicine?
Yeah, how come you didn't give me the medicine?
The patient might answer, I what yesterday.